Mini-episode 370 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Royalty Tours USA, your ultimate resource to traveling in style to attend sporting events. Follow them on the web at royaltytours.blogspot.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late-night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to the Pantheon Redemption. We're looking at different categories here today. We are redeeming past winners. In this segment, we will be redeeming fast food meal or cheeseburger. Mr. Hero Cheeseburger is gone. There were 7 votes out of 12 to purge that from the crew. And additionally, best sandwich. The sandwich that won last time was the corned beef sandwich at Goodman's in Parma, Ohio, a now defunct restaurant. We have agreed that we're going to do this one just generic for the best sandwich.
Easiest way to do it.
Yes, I think so. And the way that we're going to go on this, we'll all put out a nominee, and we're free to nominate the same one somebody else does. That'll actually just make it easier if we have agreement on that. And then we'll rank all of these 1 through 5 as we're going along. That will make up our panel voting, and we'll get into tiebreakers if we need to. But as we start with best fast food meal or sandwich, anybody you want to start on that one there? A nominee. Johnny, how about you? We can go around the table this way.
Yeah, I would have to ask if this is fast food. I mean, are we talking fast food chain, or are we talking like...
I think that would imply chain, yeah. So from a chain.
Would you consider Chipotle fast food in that realm?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, I would go Chipotle burrito.
Okay. Chipotle burrito from Johnny. Okay. All right. That's an interesting one. That is my prediction is that's going to do fairly well in the voting here. It should be fairly mainstream. Chris, moving to you. What's your pick?
Well, it's not necessarily the one that I would necessarily get every time I go to this chain, but I think from an iconic standpoint and the millions and billions of them that have been sold,
okay,
along with the fact that there's even a jingle about it. And, it's made its way into the lexicon, will be Big Mac.
Big Mac,
interesting.
Okay.
Interesting. I had that written down right next to Chipotle burrito.
Okay. All right. Two fairly iconic ones off the at the outset here. Matthew, what do you got for
you?
I'm
going to go the opposite chain. I'm going to say the Whopper.
Okay. Matt going for the Whopper. Okay.
And let me put it this way. If I had a choice, if you came to me and said, you want a Whopper Big Mac? I personally would take a Whopper.
Right.
But I'm thinking because of its iconic stature, I would give the Big Mac the nod.
Okay.
And as he's coming up and describing the Big Mac, I'm running through the song in my head already.
Okay.
So I kind of agree with him on the Big Mac.
Okay. Understandable. Anthony, what do you got for yours?
I'm going to go completely off chisel.
All right.
I'm going to go Arby's beef cheddar.
Okay.
Interesting.
All right. Beef and cheddar. Not even what they're necessarily best known for, because, I mean, it's probably the classic one is probably what they're best known for. But that has become increasingly associated with them, certainly in the last 10 or 15 years. And mine is kind of a tough one here. I really kind of having a hard time on figuring this one. But in the end, ultimately, I'm going to go for the chicken at Long John Silver's. Not the best for you, certainly, but I'll go for that. Long John Silver's chicken from Ricky O here. All right, so... task in front of all of us now is to go through these. We'll take a minute here, and as I am filibustering here, stalling for time for you guys, go through and rank them essentially 5 points down to 1 point on all of these, and then it will be the collective number that we get at the end here that ultimately
Rick,
will
do we get any nominations from any of the panel, other members
we aren't able
to be here today?
What we have is I figure for tiebreaker purposes, because I don't know that we have these for necessarily every category, although I guess I could leave it to the group here and throw this in. Good old Platinum Smalls, one of our extras cast members who's a little bit too far to be here today. He voted in a couple of these. Now, it turns out this is not a category that he had voted in anyway. So I figured if his coincided with any of ours, we could use that as a tiebreaker. This is not a category that he voted in anyways, as I check my text. So for this one, it's just us, essentially, and as I figure we'll be on most of them. So my assumption with everybody is if you nominated something, then it's probably you're giving at 5 points. I don't know why you would nominate something and not vote for it for first place. So
I kind of changed mine right there, and after I said it, I said Whopper, and then I agreed with Chris here on the Big Mac.
Look, you're free to vote for something other than your own nominee if you want to go that way.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I guess there's no rule against it, but That, all right, and this is kind of interesting with me. I'm going to have to, I don't know if we're allowed to put any kind of a qualifier on this at all. Johnny, you'll like this. Like, for me, I like a Chipotle burrito, but mine is less hearty than yours, because I'll get it with just, like, the beef and the rice in
no,
here.
No beans or
no
peppers for you, Richard?
Peppers.
Shocking.
Yeah.
As is always the case, I will be the voice of Morgan Freeman. And that is, I want to remind everybody, as I just pointed out with my preference actually of the Whopper, this is not always about what I like best, my own personal taste buds. I try to bring in some of the outside factors like its impact on,
okay,
you know, commercial copiers. The special sauce has been copied now by Burger King.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the volume of something sold, say be it albums or burgers. I mean, there's a lot of factors that go in there rather than my own personal taste.
I understand.
Because I love me some Chipotle, and I would take a Whopper over Big Mac personally.
Same here. That's why I agree. I've taken personal feelings out of this,
okay,
personal taste out of this. I agreed with the Whopper.
Okay. And it's harder for some of us than others because, I mean, I find the sauces on the Big Mac and the Whopper kind of icky, you know, so I don't know how I get past that as far as that goes here. I mean, that's, you know, I'm trying
you
to do
acknowledge
my best.
That no one's ever written a jingle about Longhorn by Long John Silver's chicken.
I understand. I understand,
okay,
that. But, you know, some of it is, you know, Yum Brands doesn't have, you know, chains that pop as much as some of those. I mean, I guess, you know, Pizza Hut, but Pizza
Dude,
Hut is.
Dude, Liv Moss.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, okay, Taco Bell. I'll give you that. No, I'll give you that. Yeah, I'd forgotten they were part of it. Yeah, you're right about that. I thought.
KFC? That's iconic.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, they've lost something off the fastball since the old Colonel bit the dust. But yeah, that's, I can give you that. I'll start by counting mine down here, and we'll work our way around here for the rest of you guys when you get finished on this. I assigned 5 points to Long John Silver's chicken, 4 points to the Chipotle burrito, 3 to the Arby's beef and cheddar, 2 to the Whopper, and 1 to the Big Bow. That's our scoring at this. I mean, I hate the sauces.
Can I go next?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, I assigned 5 points to the Big Mac.
Okay.
I assigned 4 points to the Whopper. I assigned 3 points to the Chipotle burrito.
Okay.
I assigned 2 points to the Arby's beef and cheddar, and 1 point to Long John Silver's chicken.
So you were trying to invert my palate at every stop.
I have to be the voice of reason and to wipe you out on every category.
Okay. All right. Go ahead and negate.
I
me
will
that.
Save you from yourself, Rick Morris, before this entire pantheon is done.
All right.
I'll go ahead and go next.
Okay.
Chris sold me on the Big Mac.
Okay.
No, it's not my personal taste. Same as him. My personal favorite. I'll
okay.
Eat it. But it is iconic. So I gave 5 to
okay.
the Big Mac.
All right.
I gave 4 to the Arby's beef and cheddar.
Okay.
I gave 3 to the Whopper, 2 to the Chipotle burrito, and 1 to the Long John Silver's chicken.
Okay. Good thing I gave it 5 points because I don't think it's going to do very well outside of that. All right, between Matthew and Johnny, either of you guys done?
Okay. I agreed. 5 points for the Big Mac.
Okay.
And because it is my personal favorite item, the Whopper.
Okay.
I gave 3 to the Arby's, 2 to the burrito, and 1 to the Long John Chicken.
All right. 3 to beef and cheddar, 2 to burrito, 1 to chicken. Okay. All right.
Now, if Johnny gives Long John Silver a 1, it's a clean sweep.
Well, in looking at this and taking in all the information, I think one thing that we need to look at possibly in the future is maybe recategorizing some of these things. I'm thinking,
okay,
like, which one does not belong, and it's Chipotle burrito. So perhaps in the future we need to look at a different line, like, say, you know, comparing Chipotle with, like, Five Guys, Penn Station,
okay,
Burger Fresh, Jimmy John's.
I think it's less of a weight than Five Guys, so I think it's closer to fast food.
I think it's all fast food. Oh, I consider Panera Bread fast food.
Okay.
If I'm getting my food very quickly, within minutes, it's fast food. It's not go sit down, have a waiter, waitress,
that's
go back in.
That's very interesting. Okay, because you know what? Because I didn't use that kind of criteria here.
Five Guys is fast food.
Yeah,
okay.
I see it as a little different myself, where I would kind of categorize some of those different. But I did put Chipotle in here. Well, my rankings go as follows. I did rethink this a little bit. I voted Big Mac with my 5.
Okay.
The Whopper with my 4,
okay.
Chipotle 3, beef and cheddar 2,
which leaves the
you know, and I have to tell you, considering the only Long John Silver's near me is in Brook is on Brook Park there, not by the Home Depot, and you can't literally make a left out of there.
Uh-huh.
Is reason enough never to go there?
Can I actually amend mine, Rick?
Okay,
I would like to drop my vote of 1 point.
Okay,
so I'm not going to cast a 5th and final ballot for the chicken. I'm going to refuse to.
The other thing is,
at this point, it hardly matters.
One comment.
I want the record to show that I refuse.
One comment that I'd like to make is when I said beef and cheddar. Well, not exactly what they're called. Long John Silver's fish.
Yeah.
You think Long John Silver's
sort of co-equal on
no.
chicken planks or
was
no.
Long John Silver a pirate?
Chicken planks are in there because there were little kids that wouldn't go and eat the seafood. That's why it made it on the menu.
Yeah, because fast food fish is yucky. That's why. Well, I'll tell you this. I don't know if this would have fared any better. Because if we're defining fast food a little bit more broadly like that, I would have included in here something that I find to be just really awesome. It's a relatively new arrival here in northeastern Ohio. I don't know if they have them up by where you're at yet, Chris. Old Carolina, the Carolina Minis.
We have one in Mentor.
Okay, yeah, yep. Yeah. Like I would have voted for. I would have put that in instead of Long John Silver's chicken.
Consider Old Carolina's fast food.
Yes, I mean, are we not?
I think one
that's
definition.
That's as fast as Five Guys, isn't it?
I think
basically.
One definition.
Yeah, I guess.
Fast food would be no waiter, no waiters, no waitresses.
Yeah, if you're going to the counter.
Okay, good point.
If you go up to the counter and then somebody hands you your food from the counter while you're still standing there, then you go to your table.
Agreed. I think that's a very good definition.
Fast food.
Purely as an academic point, would anyone have been any kinder to the Carolina Minis than they were the Long John Silver's chicken?
I had Carolina barbecue for.
Okay.
We had Carolina barbecue for our Christmas party at work, and it was very good. It was the first and only time I've ever had it, but it was very good.
I was there with someone, and this was interesting. Look, different strokes for different folks. You know, I ordered a Carolina Minis, and I got the, pulled chicken, pulled pork, pulled brisket. Hey, that sounds good. I'll take 3 pulled chickens. you realize they have 1 bigger chicken, right? You can get that if you want. I thought that was kind of interesting. So, all right, in the point totals here, Long John Silver's last place, the chicken with 9. From there, the Chipotle burrito tied for second last with the Arby's beef and cheddar. The burrito and the beef and cheddar, 14 points. The Whopper, 17 points. 21 points to our winner and our inductee. I can already see this is going to be a smooth way of doing this as I jinx myself. I'm sure everything else will be more deadlocked than this. But the Big Mac, nominated by Chris.
And I will say, my second nomination, basing the same guidelines that I use of the Big Mac, might have actually ended up being the White Castle Sliders.
Okay.
Because that is iconic. There was an entire movie about it.
Right.
That is a cult classic. Heck, it re-jumped Doogie Howser's career thanks to that movie. And even though I'm not a fan, per se, I've only actually had White Castle Sliders once. And actually, it was this past year, 2013. And I had the full White Castle experience. I was accosted by 2 homeless guys trying to leave the restaurant. So I had the full White Castle experience in my first White Castle trip. But that said, that would have been my second nomination.
There's one minor, tiny impediment to me eating White Castle, and that's that I hate onions. Aside from that, I could really do well.
What don't you hate? There's onions, vegetables, pepperoni, sauces. Basically, anyone out there, if you want to get Rick something for food, get it, some sort of dry generic meat between 2 pieces of dry generic bread. He'll be
with cheese only, please.
With cheese. And just leave it at that. No sauces, no nothing, no vegetables, no spices.
Did anybody notice that he went to Long John Silver's for the chicken, and then he went to Carolina Barbecue for the chicken?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, pulled chicken.
They've got great chicken.
I love the brisket. I love the pulled pork. They have good stuff along a couple of lines. I will say this, in heading to our local.
Do you go to Longhorn for the fish?
Do you go to Red Lobster for the chicken?
Although, I will tell
Longhorn
you this.
Longhorn has great salmon.
I will tell you this. It is kind of funny you ask me that, because another one of our friends, actually, one of our panelists also in the group here, good old Mike Villy, he wanted to meet up with me over there on a Friday in Lent, which his religion, his Serbian strain of Christianity, slightly different, doesn't have the whole Friday thing. So I was there, so I actually had to get the shrimp, I think, at Longhorn's the one time when I was there. So yeah, that was a little like shrimp, French fries. I think I garbaged up on as much non-steak as I could and hated every minute
you
of it.
Are such a devout papist. I am proud of you.
Are you the guy that orders the burger at the Mexican restaurant?
That's that guy.
Yeah.
That's that guy.
Yeah.
There he is, folks.
I am.
With queso only, please.
I will tell you.
He orders it at the Chinese restaurant. Yeah. Can you make me a grilled cheese sandwich?
See, that's me at the Chinese restaurant.
I've really gotten to dig Chinese. I really enjoy it a lot. But I will tell you that nothing makes me laugh more than if me and Johnny and one or two of the other guys we grew up with, you know, if we ever head over to the old Winking Wizard around here, I always go to look at his face whenever, especially if it's burger night, you know, cheese only, please.
That's right. It's American or cheddar. I know you go out there a little bit and get cheddar once in a while.
Johnny just loses it every time I do that, which makes it classic. So we salute the Big Mac for McDonald's, replacing the Mr. Hero's cheeseburger, which I actually like a lot better, I can tell you. But this is a more credible winner. I'll give you that. I don't like the Big Mac. I love the Mr. Hero cheeseburger. This is much more credible. It's all about the good of the show.
I agree with you. I like the Mr. Hero burger, too. But
yeah, it's awesome. Now, of course, I get a cheese only. That goes without saying, you know, but that's what we have for that one there. It's the Big Mac. The other one here for this segment, just generically the sandwich. And, again, that's how Goodman's won it the last time, because I allowed it to be split between specific restaurant sandwiches and then generic sandwich. Clarity this time, we're going with just a regular kind of a thing here, regular kind of a sandwich, and it doesn't have to be from a specific place. In fact, that's against the way we're doing it this time. Just putting that out there. I'll put out mine first. And, again, mine is one that it's
the Long John Silver's chicken sandwich.
No. No, I don't think they have chicken sandwiches.
All right. A chicken sandwich.
This one is associated, we talked about this off air, what we voted for sandwiches last time. I ran through, I gave you guys off air what this was previously. I had associated this with a specific chain last time, but I'm not going to associate it with a chain here this time, because you can get it not only at Waffle House, you can also get it at Dunkin' Donuts. I don't know where else you can get it, but it's a fine thing to make at home and not too hard. I'm going with the bacon, egg, cheese sandwich. So that will be mine.
And that is a one that I really love.
If it's on Texas toast, like at Waffle House, OMG, man.
Well, you and I, that one day, discussing 6 months before the draft, what the merits of RG3, we both chowed a couple of those things at Waffle House in Concord, I will tell you.
That was awesome. I was at a Waffle House one time in Florida where they had a BOGO on those.
Ooh.
That was a great thing.
You're like, can I get two? And they're like, I want four. Yeah, that's I'm dying two BOGOs.
You know, I'm not even going to try and kayfabe this. Yes,
do you want that up to go? Oh, no, I'm going to eat it all here right in front of you.
Yeah. Can I win a prize like at the steakhouse where you eat a 72-ounce steak? You know, is there anything you'll give me?
I assure you, no matter how much you eat, you will never, ever outdo probably the worst of humanity they've ever witnessed at a Waffle House. So.
Probably not. And the great thing about Waffle House, too, is that NFL coaches are using Waffle House in a weird kind of way. What is it with them holding up the Waffle House menu in front of their mouths so that people can't see the lip reading on TV?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Why do they do that?
The laminated placard.
Yeah, exactly.
Enjoy these fine Coke products. Yeah. And also Red Right 88.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
I think they should sell sponsorships on those.
They probably should, yeah. Yeah.
Eat it, Joe's.
You know, all I know is the one time when I was trying to figure out what play Chud was going to call, I got a real craving for some home fries there, you know, done up the way they do them on the grill. Not the scattered and smothered. No, that would be onion. I don't want that.
Covered, that's cheese. You like that.
That's true. I would take cheese in it.
Scattered, although, covered, and smothered. That's how I go.
I don't really like mixing my cheese and my potato products as much.
Oh, my God. You know, when you eat the fry and the burger, it all goes in your stomach. It's cheese and potato mixing.
Well, that's true. That's where I make an exception. Sometimes I'll put fries on a burger.
I thought there were separate pouches.
Yeah. Down.
This one goes in my dairy stomach. This one goes in my vegetable stomach. This one goes in my,
Well, my vegetable stomach is very small.
I'd say mine's
not
existent.
It's atrophying.
Yeah. If I'm feeling a little saucy, sometimes I'll put fries on a burger. So, yeah, so sometimes I will get that adventurous.
I don't think that's a vegetable, but.
Okay. Well, as far as mixing cheese and fries, though, but that's probably as close as I come. So, bacon, egg, cheese is mine to get it started. Going around the table here, Johnny, what do you got? What's the
I'm going, and it's certainly dependent on taste, as intricate as you'd like to be, whether it's with cheese only.
Okay.
Or whether it's with any number of the places around town serving grass-fed. I'm going to go with the classic icon, the American burger.
Okay. Now, is this cheeseburger or just burger?
Burger, left up to interpretation.
Okay.
So whether it's medium well, medium rare, certain places around town, you can get it with fried egg and bacon. Get it,
yeah.
Any number of cheese.
Oh, the Lola burger's awesome.
The Lola burger at B-Spot. There's a place called The Rail at Great Northern that's a really good burger.
Mm-hmm.
Flipside is around. That's, you know, in Trent Falls. But, yeah, there's a bunch of variations, so left up to interpretation.
Okay. Starting with some strong ones here. Keep the momentum going, Chris.
So many things you can go with here. There is the official sandwich of the state of Massachusetts, the Fluffernutter, one of my personal favorites. And I'm told by my mother for the first 2 years of my life, the only thing I would eat. You have some unique things. Tuna melt. There's lots of different things, ways we can go here. I'm going to go with a basic, classic, it's owned by its letters. I'm going to say BLT.
Okay.
Type of bread, the kind kind of mayo you want to put on there, how thick the tomatoes sliced. Do you add cheese or not, like I occasionally do? I don't know. But that mix of fresh, crisp lettuce with a nice, flavorful tomato, with cooked bacon, that salty, sweet goodness with maybe a nice, heavy mayo, like almonds or something, on a nice, even Texas toast. Boy, oh boy, that's great on a nice summer day.
Texas toast makes anything pop better. My variation of that sandwich is just simply the B, so it doesn't take me as long to put together, actually.
Again, back to what I said earlier, a bread and meat, and that's it. Combination for Rick Morris, folks. But I'll go BLT.
All right. Okay. What do you got, Matt?
I had two, but I think I said Philly cheesesteak last time.
Okay.
I'm going to change it up, and I'm just going to say the Italian hoagie.
Okay.
Everybody makes an Italian hoagie, and it's however you want to do it. You put turkey. You can get it with just cheese.
Okay.
I mean.
Well, how are you defining that as far as meats go? What are we talking here?
Pepperoni, salami,
okay.
Ham. I mean, you can put anything on
salami
it.
Salami, like I'm lost because I don't like salami.
See, he's going to, he's just a burger.
Okay.
You can put anything you want on a burger.
Okay.
You can put anything you want on an Italian hoagie.
And to my friends in New England, what he means by hoagie is grinder.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. All right. Thank you for the chowd translator.
That's what I'm here for.
Could I make that without salami? Because that would affect my.
Yeah, you can make it without salami. Because I personally wouldn't put tomato.
How does an Italian sandwich without Italian meats make it an Italian sandwich?
Well, like pepperoni. I could deal with pepperoni on it.
Yeah, no.
Can
no,
I make it
pizza.
With turkey-based meats?
No, I eat pepperoni pizza. I eat pepperoni pizza.
But
it's not
it
my
grass-fed
favorite.
Pepperoni.
Right, exactly.
It's very important. You're at the finer establishments around town here.
Me, personally, I wouldn't put tomato on it. I don't like tomatoes.
Okay.
You could put tomato on yours. I put peppers on mine. I put onions on mine. You wouldn't put onions on yours.
Okay.
You know?
All right. So, that brings us now to Anthony. What do you got?
Well, it is my personal favorite. You can do different variations of it. It doesn't have to be one. Is the Reuben.
Okay.
You can do the Reuben with.
How did I know?
You can do the Reuben with corned beef. You can do it with turkey. You can do it with Thousand Island dressing. So many.
Now, I hate sauerkraut.
Variations.
Is that going to be a problem?
You can see, that's the thing, though. Sauerkraut and Reuben.
Okay. Yeah, if I could get it without sauerkraut and without dressing, that would be, what, just a corned beef sandwich? I like corned beef. All right. Well, in looking at all of these here, all right, I've got mine, and I'm going in order on them here. I'm going to assign 5 points to the bacon, egg, cheese, an American classic. 4 points to Johnny's Burger. I guess this is the second time in a row I'm going with Johnny's pick for my second choice. So 4 points for the burger. And going to ones where I personally would kind of stumble a little bit on how I would make them. But the hoagie, I guess I would put 3, BLT 2, and Reuben 1. A couple too many stumbling blocks on the Reuben for me. Albeit, I will admit, it has value as a sandwich, and I would not be ashamed to have this as a winner. I would not be ashamed of any of these as a winner. We're guaranteed anything plausible here at the time. So thank God for that, with what we're replacing some of these with. So that's what I've got. There's my 5-4-3-2-1 in order. Anybody else done ranking there? Johnny?
Yeah, I've got the classic burger, 5.
Okay.
Reuben, 4.
Okay.
BLT, 3.
All right.
You had me at Hellman's. bacon, egg, and cheese, 2.
All right.
And Italian hoagie, 1. Not an indictment of that sandwich in particular. Just really tough, considering it's near the dinner hour, to rank all of these. But that's my
bacon, egg, cheese gets off the schneid of last place votes by people other than me for my categories.
Unless it's from Long John Silver's, then that's 1.
Zero.
I don't think they make a bacon, egg, and cheese. All right, Chris.
All right. Well, I will go with the hamburger and its iteration, the 5,
okay.
And all the millions of variations at our restaurants. It is an iconic worldwide, global sandwich that has been, my God, the variations, the types, the gazillions. I mean, we just voted Big Mac as number 1 in those lists.
Mm-hmm.
And the hamburger is, that which started that, which begat the Big Mac.
Yeah.
So for that reason, I'll give that the 5. I'm going to go with Reuben at number 4, even though I hate them. And the reason is that is another iconic sandwich. There is disputed history over who invented it, where it was invented, what the original ingredients were. There have been lawsuits about it. There are variations of it that you can take out the corned beef and put in turkey. Use coleslaw instead of sauerkraut. It manifests itself in so many other ways. It is an iconic sandwich. And anything from a historical standpoint that is disputed and argued, and there's even legal fights over who can claim the thing,
I'm not sure.
I think is amazing. So I will go with the Reuben as number 4. I mean, number five hamburger because it's the American global icon.
I'm not sure either about who invented it, but it wasn't one of the disputed things there. The fat black guy that lost to Clay Aiken on American Idol, wasn't he one of the guys that claimed that he invented it?
No.
Okay.
No. No.
All right.
Nope.
Okay.
Little before his time.
Okay. Yeah.
Little before his time.
All right.
I am then going to go 3BLT.
Okay.
Because, again, I think it's... doesn't have the origin dispute or the necessarily the iconic nature of a hamburger and all the variations. I think BLT is something that a lot of people will eat, will enjoy. It's sort of a classic. It's a very basic sandwich.
Okay.
I go bacon, egg, and cheese as a sandwich as a number two, even though I do, as you know, love that sandwich.
Yeah.
Again, like a BLT, it's awesome, but it's pretty generic. It doesn't have any great history. There's no great story behind it. It hasn't spawned, something along the lines of, say, a Big Mac as part of its genre.
Some are better than others, but it's hard to do wrong. It's like burning water.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, and then I've one Italian hoagie. Again, not an indictment of the Italian hoagie. Great sandwich. But I think, again, not something that is iconic. And maybe I'm using that word too much, but when I think of Andean, it's got to be something that is universally, I think, more than anything else, people would immediately gravitate to and say, yeah, that's the sandwich. That is the sandwich.
It's a strong field. This one is very competitive the way that we
do. So my vote works out exactly the same way as John's does. And, you know, the only thing when I was going through these, the things I was thinking of is what kind of vote, if I'm casting, what would the Earl of Sandwich, what would he think? You know, the man who invented the sandwich.
Okay.
What would he think of my vote?
Okay. I think he would be fine with that.
Listen, he would love yours because the original sandwich was just bread with meat in the middle of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, on the battlefield.
An egg. It's revolutionary. You know, yeah. Yeah. What's this cheese you speak of? Yeah, so there's all kinds of different...
What is that thing that just came out of that chicken's butt?
Yeah. Let's eat it.
Tempt me not with thine condiments, foul waitress.
Nothing would be better than going into a restaurant and actually talking that way. But all right, Matt, what do you got? What's your 5-1?
All right, I'm going to stick with my hoagie number one. It's
okay.
A sandwich.
All right.
It's not a burger. Sandwich.
Okay. Well, burgers are sandwiches.
Yes, but as iconic
as it's meat between
burger.
Bread.
Yes.
It's a sandwich.
Right. And sticking with that theory that I was thinking, I'm going to go with the Reuben as 4.
Okay.
BLT is 3.
All right.
The burger is 2. And bacon, egg, and cheese.
Oh, okay.
As one.
You just get a cheese sandwich. Or
right.
Oh, nobody put up the pimento cheese sandwich from, what is it, the Masters?
Grilled cheese.
Yeah, from, that they served down at Augusta.
Which I think they sell for like $1.75 or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, it's always like at a real, real low price. By the way, with you
it's
just...
It's because they're rubbing into you,
yeah.
The guy who's at the Masters, we don't need to make money on our food sales.
Yeah.
We sell these to you literally at or below cost as a public service.
Yeah. The government didn't make us charge you, we'd give them away for free. That's how little we need your money, peasants.
We would slip a dollar inside of each sandwich.
By the way, I have to mention this here, since we're talking sandwiches, and with a guy named Matt, who just voted in here, my all-time sandwich story involving someone named Matt, down in Atlanta. I love how I subcategorize that.
Segway.
Yeah, yeah. I can subcategorize.
Who else has an all-time favorite sandwich story?
With
anyone
a guy
else?
Named Matt.
Somebody named Matt.
Anyone else?
Yeah.
As
yeah.
opposed to his all-time favorite sandwich story with a guy named Bob.
I don't have one of those, but there is. Well, this would actually be the Matt in question here would be the namesake of Fat Matt's Rib Shack down in Atlanta, where I had dined with my brother and my sister-in-law. They lived down there. I went there with them one time, and they were really putting up. They know that I love rib sandwiches, so yeah, let's get that, whatever. So they bring me out. First,
how did
all,
you not nominate the McRib?
I do like the McRib. I ain't going to lie. You got to order without pickles. I don't
no,
know
no
why.
Pickles, no,
no
onion
no
for
onion.
Richard.
Yes, yes. This is what happens when you've known somebody 9/10 of your life. They can finish the thought for you. The thing with Fat Matt's Rib Shack, first of all, they bring it out on, like, Wonder Bread. Okay, that's, you know, it is what it is. But, and then, like, good thing you look at it before you go to chomp on it. They serve the ribs bone in. Could have lost a couple of choppers on that one there. Yeah, they just take it, slap it on bread, bring it out to you.
So you just end up peeling the bread off, throwing that away, and eating some ribs.
More or less.
I mean, how do you even consume a sandwich like that?
I think the bread
is just turning to muck and soup on the sauce on the rib.
There can't be too much sauce on that bread either.
Yeah.
I know that.
I think I deboned the ribs, put them back on the sandwich. But, I mean, it's It's like, ugh, you're gonna lose some teeth if you don't look.
Rick, are you gonna tally these votes as we go?
Yeah, Anthony's okay. Got a.
But I would just like to say, was that in the same trip that you took a very exploiting picture of one beloved golfer?
No, that was a different. my ambush picture of
who may or may not have been eating a sandwich.
Yeah. And then I told my dad I was going to put it on Deadspin just to see his eyeballs pop out. All right, Anthony, what's your five?
All right, I got Reuben is 5.
Okay.
Italian hoagie is 4. I do like the BLT. I put it at 3. Okay. I eat a bacon, egg, and cheese every Sunday morning, but
okay.
I gave it a 2. And this was personal choice. I'm not a fan of burger.
Okay.
So I put it at 1.
All right.
In defense of the burger, yes, it is an iconic sandwich, and yes, it classifies as a sandwich because it is meat and bread, but most restaurants that you go to is that it has its own separate section on the menu. It says burgers.
Right.
It's not under sandwich.
Right. And I think that's just mostly for the population as a whole in terms of modern day linguistics more than anything. If you were to break food down into basic categories, hamburgers of any sort fall under sandwich in the broader category of sandwich.
In general, yes.
I would argue with that you could make that same argument and say hoagie's not a sandwich.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it's not served on sandwich bread. Oh. It's served on a bun that's longer. So we can get into all those sort of, slice and dice and whatnot. But I'm really curious on the math on how this one's going to shake out, Rick.
Yeah.
I think we need a little bit of a drum roll because I'm sitting here, letting you add this up.
This is pretty tight.
There was some variations.
This is pretty tight here. Last place, again, my pick of bacon, egg, cheese, 12 points.
Ricky's on a roll.
14 points apiece for the BLT and the Italian hoagie. 17 points for...
Unbearably thick.
Yes, unbearably.
The burger, which puts the Reuben at 18 points and the winner. By the way, too, you got to love this with Anthony on this. This is what swung it. Anthony with the 5 points for the Reuben, 1 point for the burger. That's like in the coach's poll.
Yeah.
You know?
Interesting. Yeah, there was a little bit of a cooking going on there in the numbers.
Yeah, yeah. Did Jimbo Fisher vote Auburn 20 in the coach's poll? Because that's
maybe
about the same thing. Anthony's thumb on the scale was heavy enough on this one here. 5 points, 1 point. But, 17 and 18. Although,
and since Anthony's running totals and then casting his votes based on where the numbers are playing out, why don't we go ahead and let him vote first on this next category, whatever it may be.
My defense, I actually did have that written down before everybody did.
All right. Well, I'll say this,
and
too.
You need to defend putting hamburger last.
Second.
That needs to be defended.
I already said personal thing. I just don't like hamburgers.
Well, and second time in a row, the one that I gave 1 point to ends up being the winner. I will say this for the Reuben. Aside from me, 4 points, 4 points, 5 points, 4 points. Pretty strong.
It's an iconic sandwich.
On four of the five.
Listen,
yeah.
I hate them.
Yeah.
I will never eat a Reuben, ever.
Yeah.
But I gave it my second place vote because I recognize it as being a sandwich.
Yeah.
And, my personal opinion does not necessarily matter.
Well, again, like I said, whatever we did was going to be credible because it's replacing a sandwich from a now-defunct local restaurant, the corned beef sandwich at Goodman's in Parma. And I regret not getting there to get one of those because I love corned beef, and I'm sure it was very good. But having that as the representative, not so good. The Reuben. Johnny, you're not too far from
well,
there.
Well, Goodman's, it's the experience,
okay.
I would say.
All right.
Personally, I prefer my corned beef sliced thin.
Okay.
They slice it thick there, although they would machine cut it for you thin if you heard.
Okay.
But, between the obnoxious waitress and the owner, Denny, who used to scoff at people if they would ask, get on the phone and, we don't take credit cards. Now you got to come in here and wait. We don't never did call ahead. You need to muscle up there, wait your turn in line, and just,
really, and
that
with that
it.
Level of customer service, they're not still in business. Hell, you say.
Well, they always made a killing. So,
okay.
Great
all
little
right.
spot.
I guess it was about the experience. Getting their Pantheon spot yanked away in favor of the Reuben. So we congratulate the Reuben and induct them as the latest inductee into the FDH Lounge Pantheon.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classics, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Paper Mate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.